It was on a snowy morning when I was a boy hoping for a snow day that I first heard the song of KMOX. KMOX used to be on every room in the house and mostly from the radio on my mother's kitchen windowsill. Here was a place where adults like Bob Hardy and Rex Davis and Ann Keefe, Bruce Bradley, were arguing about the adult issues of the day. I didn't care about the issues, but I loved the way they would interrupt each other and have such fun, just clashing verbal swords on the air. And then there was Jack Carney. My mother was always laughing at him. And I would hear about how people would listen in the parking lot in their cars before they would trudge into work for another day in the salt mines. Somehow, I ended up working at KMOX, and I chased the wind of news for 28 years. There were election nights and murder trials, bank robberies, and ribbon cuttings where we would corner some mayor and cut him to ribbons with questions. I got to work with the likes of Bob Hamilton, Bill Reeker, Carol Daniel, Megan Lynch, Debbie Monterey, Roger Brand, and Michael Calhoun. Jack Buck was even around when I was a newbie, and he would come up to my desk and say, "Hey, you mind if I read you a poem I'm working on?" How could you say no? Jim White was also very kind to me. He used to say, "Colleen, nobody in management is thinking, how can I make Kevin Colleen a star? That is up to you," he would say, and I guess that applies to all jobs out there. Well, I never did become a star, but like the loop trolley, I managed to stay on the track somehow. And now that it's time to say goodbye, what are people saying around the office? My wife said I should sum this all up, tie it all into a bow, what KMOX and a whole nother story has meant to me, but I have no idea myself what it's all meant. I think the closest I ever came to understanding my work was once at a picnic. It was in the potato salad line. It was Charlie Brennan's producer, Chris Myhill, was there with his mother. A wonderful woman, a white-haired woman, very soft-spoken. And Chris Myhill's mother smiled at me and said, "You're Kevin Colleen? I have to tell you, you have a very interesting way of talking in a long roundabout way in circles and somersaults and loops to loops and then landing the plane and arriving at nothing." With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Colleen.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.